2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Well, news time is now 6 o'clock. It's Monday, the 21st day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 43 degrees.
Speeds on the freeways so far pretty good, despite wet spots. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The vaping industry. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
As health officials in Utah and across the country address an outbreak of lung disease connected to vaping, we're learning more about something in vape products that has made people sick here last year.
The vaping industry. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, an outbreak of illnesses has now been traced to a California woman who pioneered CBD products. People got immediately poisoned. Some had seizures and went into a coma. More than 50 people around Salt Lake City, 40 in North Carolina, and others in other states. Investigators now say the CBD vapes were actually spiked with spice, or K2, a synthetic marijuana. They were labeled YOLO, Black Magic, or Black Diamond, and they came from a company founded by Janelle Thompson in California. She now faces 40 years in prison. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, new vaping rules go into effect today here in Utah. The restrictions require vape shops to post health warning signs, and only businesses with special licenses will be able to sell flavored vaping juices. The new rules were supposed to start earlier this month, but the deadline was pushed back to today to give business owners more time to get ready.
National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is being expanded. Drop-off locations across the country will accept vaping devices and cartridges. This Minnesota sheriff learned about the change just the other day.
Man or woman made THC cartridges. You don't know what the heck's in there.
National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is set for this Saturday nationwide.
This is interesting. Utah's payday loan industry has hit hard times in the past few years. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with the numbers. John?
Tim, stores are shuttering their doors, and those still open are charging sky-high interest rates. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, one in four payday shops in the state have closed in the past 3 years. The remaining shops average an annual interest rate above 520%. The highest rate charged last year was over 2,600%. The industry has cited a number of reasons to explain their recent setbacks, including Utah's strong economy, which has fewer people needing payday loans, plus the industry consolidating amid tough competition. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
We're hearing some of the 911 calls from a rescue along I-15 involving a highway patrol trooper, a stuck car, and a front-runner train.
911 callers were shocked to see a van careening off the freeway at the Centerville sign at the peak of Wednesday morning's rush hour. One caller to the dispatch center assured the operator he luckily was not involved, but was able to tell her what he had just seen.
Seems like there is a van that veered off of I-15 and is now through the fence and onto the track.
As a front-runner train barreled even closer, a quick-thinking UHP trooper raced to the scene, rescuing the driver just moments before the train crashed into the van, saving the life of that driver. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Syrian Kurds show their anger at the U.S. KSL's top national stories. Sean Michael Isle is back live now at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, U.S. troops are pelted with potatoes by angry residents as they left northern Syria to be deployed in Iraq today, feeling they're being abandoned. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the withdrawal is coming along.
We're talking weeks, not days. We want to be very deliberate and very safe as we go about it.
President Trump said he wanted to withdraw troops to bring them home. Three Army soldiers died. Three were hurt in a training accident at Fort Stewart, Georgia. Their Bradley fighting vehicle overturned into water yesterday morning. A tornado causing major damage in a Dallas neighborhood last night, one of several twisters in East Texas. Police are looking through the rubble.
You know, we have an urban search and rescue team.
But there have been no reports of serious injuries so far. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson attempting to force an up or down vote in Parliament today on his Brexit deal with the European Union. They voted over the weekend to request another delay beyond Halloween.
I will not negotiate a delay with the EU.
He's hoping to finalize a deal worked out last week for Britain to leave the EU at the October 31st deadline. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman, starting out cool this morning after the cold front that blew through over the weekend.
Winter storm over the weekend delivered plenty of snow, especially in the high elevations. Great numbers here for the resort Snowbird, 1.5 feet of snow, and it was 1 foot at Alta, so this was really great news here. Got a lot of snow out of that storm system in the high elevations, and of course we had a taste of snow even here in the valleys.
Grant says a lighter storm today brings a few scattered showers to the Wasatch Front, and there's another little storm shaping up for the middle part of the week.
You know, the other good news is with the cold air, they'll be able to make snow at night, too.
Right, yeah.
Coming up on KSL, learning more about a royal rift across the pond.
And triple team traffic.
No accidents or delays on I-15. Some wet spots at Parley Summit on I-80, though. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:05.
Debbie Dujanovic.
45% of teens say they are online almost constantly.
Co-host of Dave and Dujanovic.
Would you describe yourself as online almost constantly?
Not until I looked at my screen time just moments ago.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Your business can do a lot in 10 minutes. Like make a big sale, surprise and delight a customer, or come up with the winning idea. And right now, 10 minutes is all it takes to help your business cut down on costs, interruptions, and download times. Introducing the Comcast Business 10-Minute Advantage. Give us 10 minutes. If we can't offer you faster speed or better savings on your current internet service, we'll give you $300 for your time. Call 1-800-501-6000 now. Comcast Business goes beyond fast with high-speed internet. That means downloads in seconds, not minutes. Plus, get bandwidth for all apps and devices. It all starts with our Gig Speed network. Call 1-800-501-6000 now for your Comcast Business 10-Minute Advantage. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. Not available to current Comcast Business customers. Comparison based on download speeds and does not include Ethernet service. Proof of current internet speed and competitive build in the last 60 days required. One $300 prepaid card per company. Call for details.
Chaz, 46, former U.S. Army Ranger, tells us about life before and after Universal Men's Clinic.
Well, I had a pretty active lifestyle in the military, you know, parachuting, shooting, swimming. When I retired in 2009, I noticed a downward trend, sleeping in late, watching a lot of TV. Since being treated at the clinic, I am definitely more motivated to go to the gym, definitely more confident with my lifestyle and my general presence, and it's way better at home. It made me a better father to my kids and a much better husband to my wife.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki. The Universal Men's Clinic specializes in using modern medicine and a sophisticated monitoring system to help men suffering from ED or low testosterone. Our professional staff is specially trained, discreet, and confidential.
First responders, union members, and military, make your appointment for November, and your initial office visit and lab test will be free. Call us at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Boy, if you're just waking up this morning, new information in the vaping story, at least solving a mystery of 33 people here in Utah that were sickened by vape that was spiked with synthetic marijuana. We'll follow that case all the way to California.
A brand new documentary, Across the Pond, is addressing the royal rift between Prince Harry and Prince William. ABC's Will Gantz has more.
Prince Harry opening up about the rumored bad blood in the royal family to ITV's Tom Bradby in a new documentary.
Inevitably, you know, stuff happens, but look, we're brothers. We'll always be brothers. We're certainly on different paths at the moment.
The documentary underway at the same time that Harry and Meghan announced legal action against a British tabloid over privacy concerns. Prince Harry now saying he's focused on keeping his loved ones safe in the wake of his mother, Princess Diana's death.
I will always protect my family.
No game for the BYU Cougars this weekend, which means they'll get more time to celebrate their impressive win Saturday night against number 14 Boise State. The Cougars got two passing touchdowns from third-string quarterback Baylor Romney. Boise State dropped to number 22 after that loss.
Meanwhile, the Utah Utes are now ranked 12th in the nation in the AP and coaches polls. The Utes took care of Arizona State on Saturday, 21-3, and the Utes host California this Saturday.
It's a busy week for Donovan Mitchell, the Jazz star getting ready for the season opener Wednesday night at Vivint Arena against Oklahoma City. He also opened a new store at City Creek Center over the weekend featuring merchandise from Stance Socks, Adidas, and Body Armor.
For me, growing up as a kid, I always wanted to be like my favorite athlete in any way I possibly can, whether it was a sock, it was a hat, it was a wristband, armband, shoe, jersey. Like being able to have kids and people have that connection, I think is pretty special.
already a businessman. The store is called Stance X Donovan Mitchell. His mom helped him cut the ribbon now, over the weekend.
Now I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Something from Stance X. Get me some of those Spidey shoes. KSL News Time 609. Let's see what's happening on the roads out there. Time for Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mount America's lowest Visa rate ever, and we get it started with Andy Farnsworth.
And right now you're looking okay to start the drive, at least on I-15 from Point of the Mountain into Salt Lake City on a 215 around the valley. The roads are dry in Salt Lake County, at least down on the valley floor. Bangor Highway a little bit slow already, though, near the 21st South Freeway, Eric.
It looks pretty dry in Utah County, too, just scanning the cameras. Right now, you've got good movement from Spanish Fork, 24 minutes northbound I-15 up to Point of the Mountain. If you're out in Saratoga Springs, Redwood Road also looking pretty solid, moving past Lehigh's Main Street up to 2100 North. Heather?
Got a lot of water kicking up from tires up in Box Elder County, looking at the tires right, or the cameras right around Willard Bay, and there's a lot of spray there. That's reducing visibility and speeds just a bit. And then the roads are a bit damp up in northern Ogden, so near the Harrisville, Washington Boulevard, 2nd Street. Right around that area, you have some fairly damp and wet road conditions. But the further south you go towards Salt Lake County, you shouldn't have any wet roads. Performance Automotive in Bountiful, hassle-free pricing, and the best selection of pre-owned vehicles will put a smile on your face. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and let's find out more about a possible storm today, Grant.
Weak storm system is passing through. It's bringing basically a lot of clouds along the Wasatch Front this morning. A few scattered rain showers perhaps early in the day, and then some clearing later. Again, 54 the high tomorrow. Mostly sunny skies, warms up 60 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
43 downtown.
So Mick Mulvaney goes on television to sort of clean up comments that he had made.
Yeah.
And he gets into trouble again because he was talking about, you know, why President Trump wanted to have the G7 at his property.
Right.
And he says, look, the president still considers himself to be in the hospitality business.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Matthews says, he's the president of the United States. He's not in the hospitality business.
Yeah.
And well, we'll share it with you.
Wasn't Chris Matthews, though.
Oh, Chris Matthews. I'm sorry. Chris Matthews.
No, it wasn't Chris Matthews because it was on Fox News.
It was.
And if you ask me the name, I won't be able to.
Chris Wallace. I'm sorry.
There we go.
I'm sorry. Chris Wallace.
Yeah, Chris Wallace.
I'm having a Monday morning. Chris Wallace. And so, and Mick Mulvaney even said, you know, we're all sort of still in the business we were before. And Chris Wallace said, I've never done anything before. This is what I've always done. It's a fascinating conversation. We'll share some of it with you in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
All right. It's coming up at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for riding along with Utah's news station.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life. And now's the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commission, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
News this hour sponsored by Net Worth Advisory. Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Net Worth Advisory Group for a free consultation. Call today.
Also sponsored by Alpine Home Medical. Visit alpinehomemedical.com or text 800-686-7993.
Jay Broadbent here with Alpine Home Medical. The seasons are changing and the cold air is rolling in. We want to introduce you to our safety and comfort sale. From now until the end of the year, our focus is keeping you or your loved one safe and comfortable. Let us help you stay warm with a free travel-sized blanket from Minky Couture when you purchase any lift chair from one of our 9 locations. Our lift chairs will get you from sitting to standing safely with the push of a button. They look good, they're reliable, and they're comfortable. Alpine Home Medical has been providing the most comfortable lift chairs on the market for the past 22 years. Did you know that we have the largest inventory of lift chairs in the state? If you or a loved one is in need of some serious comfort, stop by and pick up a lift chair and you'll receive a plush Minky Couture blanket complimentary of Alpine. This season, let us bring you warmth and wellness to your home.
Alpine Home Medical.
visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 614. The three things you need to know this hour.
White House leaders say a Utah location has been snubbed from hosting the G7 summit due to concerns about altitude sickness. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second new vaping rules go into effect today in Utah. Vape shops will have to post health warning signs, and will only businesses with a special license can sell flavored e-juices.
Third, of course, keeping an eye on the roads this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever.
We've got scattered rain showers through northern Utah, including one going across West Valley right now in Salt Lake. And you've got some very wet road conditions up in northern Utah, especially around Willard Bay. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds out there, a few rain showers this morning, and 54. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
43 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. Sherry Preston, the sun is coming up in Dallas after a night that saw wild storms and a tornado. ABC's Jim Ryan is there.
The line of storms moved through at about 50 miles per hour, and emergency responders immediately saw the effects in audio from Broadcastify.
There's vines, trees, everything in the middle of the road. There's debris everywhere.
Rocky Voss is with the city's Office of Emergency Preparedness.
We have an urban search and rescue team. We have had no reports of any major serious injuries.
Six public schools have canceled classes today because of damage to their campuses. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
With the ceasefire set to expire in a matter of hours between the Kurds and Turkish forces in Syria, American troops are still pulling out. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says even as the U.S. pulls back troops from Syria, the Pentagon may keep some troops near oil fields in the eastern part of that country.
To deny access, specifically revenue, to ISIS and any other groups that may want to seek that revenue to enable their own malign activities. There has been a discussion about possibly doing it. There's been no decision with regard to numbers or anything like that.
Esper said options will be presented to President Trump.
Opening statements this morning in a federal trial brought by two counties in Ohio over the opioid epidemic. ABC's Aaron Katursky says they're suing several drug distributors.
The case they're laying out is that these people and these companies are directly responsible for putting dangerous opioids into the hands of people in Northeast Ohio and doing it while knowing the risks and yet underplaying those risks. And the companies all say that they followed all the regulations.
No classes again at Chicago's public schools. Teachers continuing their strike. Justice Department expected to put out requirements today saying DNA should be collected from migrants entering the U.S. This is ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney spent the weekend trying to clarify his comments about President Trump's reasons for temporarily holding back aid to Ukraine.
Mulvaney appeared on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace and was also asked about President Trump canceling plans to hold a G7 summit at his Florida resort.
So why did he cave?
We talked about it at great length last night, and it's not lost on me that if we had made the decision on Thursday, we wouldn't have had the press conference on Thursday regarding everything else. That's fine. But we did talk about it last night, and I honestly think what you saw in the tweet was real. The president isn't one for holding back his feelings and his emotions about something. He was honestly surprised at the level of pushback. At the end of the day, you know, he still considers himself to be in the hospitality business, and he saw an opportunity to take the biggest leaders from around the world, and he wanted to put on the absolute best show, the best visit that he possibly could, and he was very comfortable doing that at Doral. And I think we were all surprised at the level of pushback. I think it's the right decision to change. We'll have to find someplace else, and my guess is we'll find someplace else that the media won't like either for another reason.
I just have to pick up. You say he considers himself in the hospitality
sure.
business. He's the president of the United States.
Yeah. But that's his background. It's like I used to be in the real estate business. I don't know what you used to do before you were in media, if
Nothing.
Anything.
That's all I've ever done.
But he wanted to put on a show. He wanted to take care of folks. That's the business. He's in the hotel business, or at least he was.
Does he understand?
He was the president.
Forget the media. And does he understand that it looked lousy?
Well, I think he knows. He thinks that people think it looks lousy. Could we have put on an excellent G7 at Doral? Absolutely. Will we end up putting on an excellent G7 someplace else? Yes, we will.
Interesting conversation.
Yeah, you know that old thing about words matter. But boy, when you have media outlets out there just waiting to pounce on misspeaking, you need to be really, really careful. I think he clarified what he meant when he said he still considers himself in the hospitality business. He always thinks in terms of what's going to make the biggest show, you know, whatever. But boy, he's had a rough week, Mulvaney has. That's the in-depth at 15 and 45.
619, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And back over to you, Andy.
And right now, if you're taking I-15 north, you've got traffic a little bit heavy now coming up through Sandy because of a vehicle fire over on the southbound side of the freeway. It is actually on fire at this moment. And southbound traffic getting out of that right lane just before the 90th South exit. The volume is still fairly light, so there isn't a big backup, but looks like the roads are pretty wet there, too. So be prepared for wet conditions. I'm seeing it also out in West Valley, especially along 5600 West and 8400 West near the 21st South Freeway, Eric.
Got good movement in Utah County from University Avenue in Provo up to Point of the Mountain. That's 20 minutes of drive time. That's pretty normal for the major feeders getting over to the freeway. Highway 6 looks good in Spanish Fork all the way up to Timpanogos Highway. We got a little bit more congestion in the commuter lane for westbounders heading over to the freeway. Heather?
We're looking at a pretty good drive through Weber and Davis County. People mostly at speed as you head into downtown Salt Lake, but we do have some scattered rain and snow showers going through Davis and Box Elder County, and that's creating some very wet road conditions near Willard Bay, and the roads are pretty damp in parts of Ogden, and now they're starting to get damp on the east side of US 89. At Cache Valley Hospital Emergency Center, the current wait time is only 1 minute. Text ER to 32222 and get the ER wait times of the Mountain Star Hospital near you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant's back with a look at a 7-day forecast. Looks like it's going to keep us below seasonal norms.
Clouds today, a few scattered rain showers going by, mainly early on in the day, and then we'll get some clearing later. Again, 54. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, hit 60 degrees, then partly cloudy 58 Wednesday, another slight chance of showers on that day. Sunshine, a little cooler on Thursday, 52. Then it warms up, 59 Friday, lots of sun. Sunny and even warmer on Saturday, 65, and then 56, mostly sunny on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, it's 43 degrees. I was just reading this interesting article this morning, Tim, that was a conversation that was held between the National Athletic Trainers Association and parents about kids in sports and the new guidelines that they've put out. And
for some, concussions and things?
It's more about how much your kids take part, how often they're working out, and whether or not they're having fun. And some of the guidelines say things like delay specialization in a single sport for as long as possible, play for one team at a time, limit participation in a single sport to 8 months per year, restrict the number of practice hours per week to the child's age, mandate 2 days of rest per week.
Mm.
It's interesting to just take a look at what they're saying, because they say 75% of kids drop out by age 13.
Yeah, they get burnt out on it.
Or 70% do.
And it ends up being more what mom and dad want you to do, or particularly dad wants you to do.
Because we're not
and
all,
you don't.
These kids are not going to be LeBron James.
No.
So develop other talents and other strengths in their life. It's an interesting article this morning that I saw in the Deseret News.
When it says put off specializing in a particular sport, that goes against everything you hear of the guys that make it eventually. If they have the athletic ability, God given, and they have put in the work like Tiger Woods when he was a tiny, tiny guy, that's when you develop those skills and really get ahead of all the other kids in your age group. But boy, you can overdo it, for sure.
It's worth reading the article.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, Money News is coming up in a minute. Plus, we'll check in with Sean Michael Lyle next.
For the first time ever, Diamonds Direct is giving you a free diamond engagement ring setting valued at up to $1,200 when you buy a diamond from Diamonds Direct this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This is an unprecedented opportunity. Just come in, let us help you find the perfect diamond, and your diamond setting is on us. A savings of up to $1,200. We've put together an incredible collection of top trending sparkling settings for you to choose. Diamond Twist, Halo, Pave, all of the most popular styles. Gorgeous engagement. Engagement ring sure to be on her Pinterest board. Think about it. A diamond setting means you can invest more in her center diamond. Go bigger. Or put that extra cash toward planning the perfect proposal. Don't miss this incredible first-time offer from Diamonds Direct. Buy your diamond this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and your diamond setting is on us. Instant savings up to $1,200. It's 3 days only this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Get details at diamondsdirect.com/Salt Lake. Diamonds Direct, always finding ways to give you more value.
Our doctors, there for us, providing the care we need when we need it most. During some of our toughest days and our most trying moments, they're on the front lines, saving lives, saving us. But big insurance companies are putting our doctors and our care in jeopardy by pushing a scheme called government rate setting that would put insurance companies in charge, meaning fewer doctors, fewer hospitals, and fewer healthcare options for us all. Thankfully, there's a better solution to surprise medical billing based on small government principles. It's called IDR, or Independent Dispute Resolution, and allows an independent third party to settle surprise billing disputes instead of government bureaucrats and the insurance companies. So call Congress at 202-224-3121. Tell them to keep fighting for patients and working with physicians on IDR, the smart, small government solution to surprise billing. Paid for by Dr. Patient Unity.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody, but if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce, and these issues range from parenting to pensions, and they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years. So we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis. And that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. Thank you for your service.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Questions about aid to the Ukraine continue. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tries to backtrack comments about a quid pro quo with Ukraine to investigate the 2016 elections and the DNC server, or they wouldn't get U.S. military aid. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's George Stephanopoulos Sunday the Ukraine did get the aid.
I don't know why Barack Obama held up that funding. Maybe he had a theory, too. I don't know. He never provided it. This administration's done it not once, not twice, but now three times.
President Trump,
the people in Ukraine are safer and more secure as a result of
that. He says one round of aid was on hold for a short time to assure it would not be abused by corruption, he says, which is an ongoing issue in the Ukraine. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL Drive is brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. Chicago's new mayor is considering a new ride-sharing tax that would increase the cost of the average trip by about $228. Chicago would make an extra $40 million in taxes.
All right, let's see what's happening on the futures markets. At least we're headed in the right direction here. The Dow futures up 37. The S&P is up by 9.75. The NASDAQ right now up 30.5.
I see some flashing lights on I-15. Let's get the details in the traffic center when we come back on KSL.
So I'm Kate. This is my fourth year with Mountain Heights Academy. They're very helpful because you get that one-on-one interaction with your teachers. And it's live, too, so they're talking to you and you're talking to them. If you have a question, even outside of their office hours, they'll be like, "What's up? I want to help you as much as possible," you know, so that you can be successful and get the grades that you deserve.
Mountain Heights Academy is an online public school for grades 7 through 12. Visit our website to learn how it can work for you.
We've all been there. Going to bed early for a full night's sleep. It's so blissful. Undisturbed as you beautifully saw logs like the lead bassist in an orchestra. Waking up to face the day fresh. Only. Yep, you're sick. In fact, it feels like you got hit by a bus. Luckily, you have ConnectCare, which lets you talk to a healthcare provider right away, right at home. So you can get on with your day. Intermountain ConnectCare. Download now. Be ready for anything.
A once in a lifetime.
There was a car on top of the tracks. The driver still in the vehicle.
Never to repeat.
And I heard the horn from a train coming pretty fast, anywhere between 50 and 80 miles an hour.
Breathtaking act of heroism.
We got him out a second before that train hit that vehicle.
We thank our men and women in uniform for the things they do, little and big. From your friends at KSL News Radio. Utah's news station.
629 Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mount America's lowest Visa rate ever. Andy, about a half hour ago, one of our texters telling us it was snowing in Clinton.
Yeah, we've been seeing some spotty snow, but mostly just rain. In fact, in the Salt Lake Valley right now, the rain is definitely affecting the drive. I-15 already a little bit slow going up between 90th and 7200 South. Part of that also looking at the vehicle fire on the southbound side of I-15 just before 90th. Right lane's now blocked by emergency vehicles, and southbounders are just a little bit slow right before the 90th exit. So both sides of the freeway slow in that stretch, Eric.
That's a couple of wet spots heading through the mountains on I-80, particularly at Partly Summit, but overall, pretty normal speeds as you would head out to Park City this morning. I-15 Utah County, northbound, southbound, no troubles there so far. Heather?
We are looking at a wet drive if you're up through Weber and Box Elder County, especially near Willard Bay. A lot of spray kicking up from the tires, and that is reducing speeds and your visibility as well. As you continue south into the Ogden area, you might have some damp roads, but we're definitely slowing down between Kaysville and Farmington. Experience the culture of caring at 5 Wentworth communities along the Wasatch Front. Call today and get a rate freeze until 2021 and a $1,500 discount on your first month's rent. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out more about today and the chance of storms. Back to you, Grant.
Big storm over the weekend, of course. Now it's just a smaller storm moving through, bringing a lot of clouds. A few scattered rain showers possible this morning. Temperatures right around 54. And then we get sunshine tomorrow. Warms up 60 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
It is 43 degrees.
Slowdowns on I-15 intensifying in Davis County and a vehicle fire in the Salt Lake Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, President Trump says his South Florida golf resort will not host next year's G7 Summit, and we're learning why potential Utah locations were rejected.
G7 Summit location. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who has more on why the White House said no to Utah. John?
Amanda, the G7 Summit is not coming to Utah because of concerns about the altitude. Instead, National Doral Golf Resort in Miami will host the event in June 2020. White House leaders say the snubbed Utah location, believed to be around Park City, presented a possible health concern for visitors and may have required oxygen to be brought in. Utah leaders, though, have fired back at that notion, insisting that health problems are few and far between, and that oxygen canisters are already available at most resorts for as little as $12. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The G7 Summit location. Sean Michael Lyle has more on that and the rest of our top national stories now live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, President Trump will not be hosting the next G7 Summit at his Doral Miami resort after major pushback from Democrats and some Republicans. Chief of Staff Mike Mulvaney tells Fox News the criticism surprised Mr. Trump.
At the end of the day, you know, he still considers himself to be in the hospitality business.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wonders why the president was even involved in the location selection.
The president ought to be focusing not on sending a G7 to his hotel, but on what we're going to do about ISIS. When we met with the president, it was clear he had no real plan.
President Trump tweets he's considering Camp David to host the global leaders. Hawaii also said to be in the running. Angry Kurds in northern Syria expressed anger at American troops as they withdrew today, heading for deployment in Iraq. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma says residents went after the retreating convoy.
Angry residents hurl potatoes at the vehicles and shout, "No America" and "American liar" in English.
They fear attacks once tomorrow's ceasefire with Turkey expires. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Senator Mitt Romney has revealed the identity of a second Twitter account to keep an eye on fellow politicians and even some family members. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more, Mary.
Amanda, Mitt Romney said he wanted a way to quietly keep an eye on politics. He also followed late-night comedians and athletes, but he does not follow President Trump's account because Romney says he posts too much, like one of his nieces. He talked about it all to The Atlantic, and with those clues, Slate figured it out. The burner account has the name Pierre Delecto. It is now private, but people took screenshots. They're now analyzing what all those likes and replies mean about what Romney really thinks. And it seems to be pretty much what he says in public, too. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. The weekend storm was great for the resort. Snowbird getting a foot and a half. Alta got another 12 inches.
That storm's gone away. We are looking at a lighter storm this morning to bring just a few scattered rain showers to the area today, and another weakening storm for the middle of the week. Otherwise, we're in for lots of sunshine. If you want things to be warming up, and again, lots of sun, well, we've got good news here to report. By the end of the week, it'll start to warm back up again, and for the weekend as well, temperatures back into the 60s with sunshine for Saturday.
Grant says you'll probably want a jacket today, with highs only getting into the mid-50s along the Wasatch Front.
This is what Dallas residents woke up to this morning.
Go in the tornado! Fire! In the tornado!
Heavy damage is reported throughout much of the Dallas Metroplex, where tens of thousands of people are without power. Severe weather also swept through Oklahoma and Arkansas.
This was an amazing story over the weekend. An Oregon high school football coach being hailed as a hero after he disarmed a student who had a loaded shotgun.
I think there's things in my life that have happened that, you know, I think have prepared me for that very moment.
Did you see the hallway video on this?
I did.
Wow. Coach Keenan Lowe got the gun away, embraced the student in a hallway before police arrived. He's talking with Good Morning America today, and we'll have more on that coming up at 6:45 on Utah's Morning News.
Coming up on KSL, what it's like to be on a commercial flight in the air for nearly 20 hours.
Plus, we'll check your triple team traffic.
Got a southbound situation approaching 90th South. The car had been on fire right now. You might have some slowdowns going by there, but overall, I-15 looks good along the Wasatch Front. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 6:35.
Dave Noriega.
If we ban vaping, it just pushes everything to the black market.
The Dave of Dave and Dujanovic.
Coming from the black market, you just don't know what you're getting.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Get news all day on the KSL News Radio app and on the app for radio.com.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider has more driving opportunities for more lifestyles. Personalize your career by choosing the freight type and driving style that work for you. Dozens of options available in over 50 dedicated accounts with consistent miles and predictable home time. Enjoy more career paths, steady weekly paychecks, and comprehensive benefits, including a 401k plan with a leading company match. Get a better driving job now and a brighter future at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, if you're just getting in the car this morning or just joining us, we're learning this morning that after the president determined that his South Florida golf resort would not be a great location for the G7 summit because of all the controversy, they considered for a brief time at least a couple of Park City resorts, but turned it down because folks might get sick due to altitude sickness.
The Senate's top Democrat is calling on the Food and Drug Administration to examine a report that found dozens of baby food products contaminated with lead and other metals. Senator Chuck Schumer says the FDA must take more action to regulate the baby food industry. A study by Healthy Babies Bright Futures found the presence of heavy metals like lead or mercury in 95% of the 168 baby foods that were tested.
A base jumper who jumped illegally from a Wisconsin cell phone tower ended up calling the police on himself after his parachute got caught on a guy wire. He had no choice but to call for help as he dangled perilously 50 feet from the ground. After he was rescued, he was taken to the hospital to get checked out. Then he was arrested for criminal trespass.
Nearly 50 people have completed a 19-hour nonstop Qantas flight from Australia to New York.
It was more a study in jet lag than one in aviation technology, even though Captain Sean Golding was happy with the way the 787 Dreamliner handled the 10,000-mile journey.
We were airborne for 19 hours and 16 minutes, and we landed here in Sydney with a comfortable 70 minutes of fuel.
Some of the passengers had their brain waves and blood pressure, as well as their melatonin levels monitored to see how the body handles a flight that long. The idea was to try to get travelers acclimated to Australia time just as soon as they boarded that plane at 9:30 p.m. New York time Friday night, and to stick to that cycle as they deplaned at 7:30 in the morning Sydney time on Saturday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KSL News Time is 6:39. Let's get another early look at your Triple Team traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And we start with you, Andy.
Well, we've got traffic on southbound I-15 a little bit slowed by a vehicle fire that was over on the right shoulder just before the 90 South exit. But wet road conditions and a lot of a little bit of a rubbernecking going on the northbound side, and plus heavier traffic flow means that you're going to be in the reduced speed limit from 114th South all the way up almost to 7200 South on North 15. Bangor are starting to slow as well as you go through Taylorsville near 5400 South going down to 47th, 35th in West Valley, and 21st South. Eric?
So far, not seeing any major wet spots on I-15 in Utah County. So you've got pretty much normal travel times, 22 minutes northbound from Springville to Point of the Mountain. But it is starting to get a little bit busier northbound Redwood Road approaching 2100 North. Past that, no problems up to Camp Williams and the county line. Heather?
A KSL traffic trooper let us know there's a four-car crash southbound I-15 near Layton Parkway. We can't see it on the cameras. They're not operating in that area right now. But we can definitely see there's delay. Almost back to 700 South in Clearfield. And once you get past that, then you're going to be into your typical rush hour delays from Layton Parkway through to Kaysville. US 89 starting to fill in just a little bit on some damp roads, especially near Oak Hills Drive. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. We're going to be in the 50s for highs today. Maybe we'll get to the 60s tomorrow.
A lot of clouds, a few scattered rain showers this morning, and temperatures topping out about 54. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, hit 60 degrees for the high. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Downtown right now, 43 degrees.
This coach in that school in Oregon who disarmed a boy with a shotgun and then hugged him, and it's on video. Is that the definition of a hero on so many levels?
You know, Tim? When I first saw the video, all you see is the coach. Yeah. We don't know that's the coach when you first see the video.
You don't.
With the gun in his hand, right. And I thought a kid ran down the hall and took the gun from the shooter or the potential shooter.
And we're going to hear from the coach coming up in a moment to hear on KSL News Radio. Don't go away.
It's an amazing story coming up next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station. I want to make sure when I say that this Honda Pilot from LHM Murray, and thank you, Scott, by the way, for putting me behind the wheel. When I say it's KellyBlueBook.com's 2019 Best Buy midsize SUV, that people aren't confused that you don't have room to do much with a midsize. You can get eight people in this thing.
Yeah, it's big.
And still have room to put gear in the back. That's one of the attractions. But boy, is it comfortable to drive. And speaking of having people in the back, the rear entertainment system is going to make sure they're entertained. And the tri-zone automatic climate control is going to make sure everybody's comfortable. Check out the Honda Pilot.
I've been driving the Honda CR-V, which is the smaller SUV from Honda. Thank you to Joey up at Ken Garf in Riverdale. I really like the CR-V, and I've always been a sedan person. But the CR-V is comfortable to drive. I like sitting up a little higher. And it's got that hands-free access power tailgate. I love that. I want all of the cars to have that. I just think it's the coolest thing. So you can open up the tailgate without having to get your hands, you know, free. It's just fantastic.
Miss Amanda's feeling empowered here. The more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Finally, lens options that deliver precisely what patients have been asking for. Hoops Vision is proud to offer two new lens options as part of their state-of-the-art cataract surgery procedures, the Light Adjustable Lens and the Pan Optics Trifocal Lens. The new Light Adjustable Lens offers Hoops Vision's expert cataract surgeons the potential to provide unparalleled visual outcomes with the ability to customize the lens power specifically to the patient. And the new Pan Optics Trifocal Lens has been clinically shown to deliver an amazing combination of near, intermediate, and distance vision while dramatically reducing the need for glasses after cataract surgery. Hoops Vision is committed to offering their patients the latest technology for improved outcomes, and these lenses fit right in. Call Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com to schedule your cataract screening and see which exciting new lens might be right for you. Hoops Vision, world-class leaders in modern cataract surgery. 877-30-LASIK or hoopsvision.com.
They've led to a crisis of epidemic proportions. One so severe, it's been declared a national emergency. Opioids, little pills, powerful in their relief of pain, but impossibly addictive, have swept across the nation like a tsunami, leaving pain and devastation in their wake. As America finds itself caught in the deadly grip of opioid addiction, at the VA Salt Lake City healthcare system, we are taking steps to not only combat this crisis, but to ensure our veterans are able to lead healthy and productive lives. On this episode of Upholding Valor, we'll hear the personal and heartfelt stories of lives that have been shattered by addiction, along with their recovery, and now, hope for a brighter future.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor, and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Who knew? Senator Romney has a Twitter burner account.
And he admitted to it.
Pierre Delecto.
Senator Mitt Romney going by another name on Twitter. It's huge national news. More on why he's doing it.
Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Boy, with Mother Nature riding along on the commute this morning, lots of good traffic texters out there helping us out with what's going on. We appreciate it. At 57500, that's the KSL Utah Community Credit Union, KSL text line. KSL News Time now, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, missionaries for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints serving in Santiago, Chile are safe after a weekend of violence and unrest in that country.
Second, a debate will be held today for the Salt Lake City mayor's election or mayoral election. It begins at noon between Aaron Mendenhall and Luz Escamilla with live coverage on KSL News Radio and KSL TV.
Third, let's check those road conditions, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever.
And the snow is falling again through Parley's Canyon. It's even starting to stick between the lanes of travel right near the summit. Traffic pretty slow southbound I-15 from Clearfield through Kaysville. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds out there, a few rain showers this morning, and 54. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
43 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Just as opening statements were about to begin in a federal trial on the opioid crisis, there is reportedly a deal to settle a lawsuit brought by two Ohio counties against drug distributors. Violent storms whipping up parts of East Texas, spawning several tornadoes, including one that touched down in Dallas, north of Dallas Love Field. ABC's Marcus Moore.
Several schools have canceled classes today because of the damage and also the power outages. And they have been able to clear some of the roadways, but the cleanup really hasn't even begun yet.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper now says some American troops may stay in northern Syria to help guard oil fields against ISIS.
The purpose is to deny access, specifically revenue, to ISIS and any other groups that may want to seek that revenue to enable their own malign activities.
The ceasefire brokered by Vice President Pence between Turkey and the Kurds is set to run out later today. No class again for public school students in Chicago as teachers continue their strike. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. A surveillance video has been released from an Oregon high school showing a football coach disarming a student who showed up with a shotgun.
ABC's Gio Benitez says the video also shows the compassion of the coach.
Newly released surveillance video showing the dramatic moment a quick-thinking Portland high school football coach disarmed a student with a loaded shotgun.
Possibly going to be an active shooter now at Park Rose High School, need more cars.
A potential tragedy avoided. The coach walking out of the classroom with the would-be assailant now in possession of the gun and handing it off to a teacher. The footage then reveals this moving moment. Coach Keenan Lowe hugging Angel Granados Diaz. The school now safe while Lowe talks to the troubled student, who police say intended to harm himself. Other students rushing out.
Campus security with the active shooter and in custody on the western side of the building.
Police responding to the scene. The incident taking place in May at Park Rose High School. Lowe lauded as a hero, and now his brave actions are taking on a new life with his compassion.
I think there's things in my life that have happened that, you know, I think have prepared me for that very moment, to act.
The coach, a former Oregon Ducks football standout, perhaps making the most significant play of his life that day.
He put his life at danger for us.
Lowe recognizing the significance of his courage.
I thank God that no one got hurt, and thank God that I was in that room.
Yeah, thank goodness. Now, the student Angel pleaded guilty to unlawful possession of a firearm in public. He was sentenced to 3 years probation. But overnight, through his lawyer, Angel saying in a statement that he thanks the coach and that he's now receiving the treatment that he needs.
Isn't that something? He thanks the coach. Of course he does.
Yeah.
Because that coach saved him from doing something that would have ruined his life, not to mention.
That was the first time I had heard, though, in that report that the shooter actually wanted to hurt himself. Maybe he wasn't going to turn the gun on others. He was going to commit suicide there in that classroom.
Wow.
And so the coach stopped him from doing that. But, boy, if you get a chance to see the video, the coach he comes out the door with the gun in one hand and tells another kid to come take it. And then he hugs this kid and will not let him go. There was a moment where the kid was trying to get away. And then after the coach releases him, then he hugs the coach, and he just held on until the police showed up. It really is an emotional video.
The in-depth, the 15 and 45.
6:49 means it's time for us to get another look at Triple Team traffic. Mother Nature causing some problems out there, I think, this morning. This look brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Here's Andy.
Well, it's certainly having an effect on parts of the drive for sure, but right now I'm seeing northbound 15 delays earlier than usual from Draper, 123rd South, all the way up past 90th South. There was a vehicle fire on the southbound side. Cleanup is still going on, but it does look like they've got all the main flow lanes open again going south. Just a tiny bit of slowing right before that 90th South exit. A big delay, 5400 South, crossing Kearns from 48th West over towards 40th West and Bangor Highway, and a lot of extra backup on 47th near Bangor as well, Eric.
Got snow falling on I-80 from East Canyon up to Parley Summit, so be careful as you go up there. You can see the snow starting to accumulate between the westbound eastbound lanes right at Parley Summit itself. I-15, Utah County, that's looking good right now from Spanish Fork, Springville, up through American Fork and Lehigh. Heather?
It's a pretty slow drive right now. Southbound I-15 leaving 700 South in Clearfield, almost to the U.S. 89 split in Farmington. And there's a crash near Layton Parkway over on the shoulder that's just adding to the delays there. U.S. 89, we also have traffic getting busy and filling in right around the busier intersections, especially Antelope Drive, Oak Hills Drive, and roadways are a bit damp the farther north you go from overnight rains. Are you seeing the future clearly? Volkswagen Southtown has 2020 vision. Pay zero down and zero payments till 2020. See a better future for yourself at Volkswagen Southtown, VWSouthtown.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we have a chance of rain in the forecast through this 7-day forecast. Let's get details now. Back over to you, Grant.
A lot of clouds, 54 today, with a few scattered rain showers, mainly early on in the morning. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and 60 degrees, and then partly cloudy Wednesday. Slight chance of showers that day with a high of 58. A lot of sun on Thursday, 52. Warms up then. Friday, we're up to 59, and lots of sunshine, 65. Great-looking Saturday, mostly sunny. And then 56 Sunday, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Okay, I just saw the camera in Parley's Canyon. Chance of rain.
Yeah.
That's more than a chance of rain. Yeah. Is that snow?
That'd be snow.
That's snow in Parley's Canyon.
That's going to be snow on top of a foot at Alta, foot and a half up at Snowbird, and that's going to make for a great base for an early start to the ski season.
Be careful on that commute in Parley's Canyon this morning.
Yeah. Right now, 42 degrees downtown. Money news is coming up next. Stay with us. You know, Amanda, we could spend the next minute talking about how Zero Res pre-treats and cleans and their patented cleaning process. Hopefully we've done a good job of educating our listeners on all of that. But can we talk about the heart of this company?
Let's do.
And the caring nature of this company, especially right now during their October breast cancer awareness campaign? They've got a great offer for not just cancer patients, but their families.
What they'd like to do is encourage all of us to go online, zerores.com, and we can nominate someone to receive a free cleaning. And you know, I mean, if you know anyone who's been affected by cancer, you're sick, you're too exhausted, it's hard to keep up with the cleaning. To have Zero Res come in and do a free cleaning would be wonderful. And they're giving away $3,000 in free cleanings.
And the family selected will also receive a 4-pack of tickets to the Hill Center Theater. And look, sometimes the family just needs a break.
Indeed.
So call our friends at Zero Res. Right now they've got that great offer of $33 per room, but go online and nominate a family if you know someone.
It's zerores.com.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years.
I thought that
foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, the search for pain relief can feel like an endless and hopeless ordeal.
I would try drugstore, you know, insoles and supports.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked.
If you think you've tried everything to relieve your foot pain, you probably haven't tried arch supports from the Good Feet store.
And then I was driving past the Good Feet store, and I thought, I mean, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I don't have foot pain anymore. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. It changed my life.
See how Good Feet arch supports work for you before you buy with a free fitting at the Good Feet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
Find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Visit goodfeetnw.com.
Let's take a look at Utah's money here. If you are a former MoviePass subscriber, check your bank account. Some people have taken to social media to complain they're still getting billed by MoviePass, even though the company shut down in September. The company's CEO says the reports are overblown and false.
KSL Drive is brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. The head of Hyundai's marketing team is stepping down, saying he's ready to take on new challenges. Dean Evans has been responsible for Hyundai's Super Bowl ads over the past several years.
And the National Retail Federation says they expect Americans to spend around 4% more this year on holiday spending. The biggest gains will be in online sales, which are expected to be up as high as 14%.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. The Dow futures up 53 points. That's 0.2%. S&P futures up 13. That's 0.4. NASDAQ futures up 41.2. That's 0.5%.
KSL News Time, 6:55. It's time for Jazz Notes. Let's check in with Cleon Wall.
Lots of love for members of the Utah Jazz Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Coach Quinn Snyder received a contract extension. The team picked up the contract options of Tony Bradley and Donovan Mitchell. And Mitchell even opened up his own Stance sock store at City Creek.
I think it was like 30,000 people showed up. You know, I don't know how many people are here, but like the love and reception we get from being here is crazy.
But even with all that love, we still don't know how great this team will be. On paper, it looks awesome. Mitchell believed they will be a great team if they come together.
It's getting to know each other more, getting more comfortable with where guys are getting their shots from, where guys need to be defensively, where guys, I think that's going to be the biggest thing.
We'll see how together they are during Wednesday's home opener against the Thunder. And don't forget KSLSports.com's home opener party from 5:30 to 7 p.m. that night, right to the north of the arena. With Jazz Notes, I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Hey, it's David Dujanovic, and we're excited to tell you about the $1,000 Challenge, brought to you by Zions Bank.
We're doing our best to help every Utahn put $1,000 in savings by the end of the year.
Listen every Thursday at 11:20 for your chance to win a $1,000 savings account. It's our way to help you work on your emergency fund.
For details, text the word CHALLENGE to 57500 or visit kslnewsradio.com.
It's the $1,000 Challenge with Zions Bank and KSL News Radio.
I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. Listen to what actual clients have had to say about working with us.
I'm Paul. I'm a contractor. I had a tax problem that was pretty significant, needed some help with the IRS. I had prepared my taxes for a few years, but when I went to file them, I didn't have any money to pay those taxes. And so I just filed the returns in my drawer and went about my business. And about 3 years went by when I did that, and pretty soon I owed $102,000. And I met with Jordan, and we talked about the hole I'd dug myself into, and from start to finish, the process was encouraging, supportive, saved me about $80,000, $102,000 to $22,000, no complaints.
Hi, I'm Jordan Wilcox. You need a tax attorney that's not afraid to fight for you. Visit TaxHelpUT.com to schedule your free consultation.
The relief is immeasurable.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
It's time for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
What if you didn't have enough money for a haircut or a flu shot? What if you only had a bike for transportation and the chain broke, but you couldn't afford to repair it? Project Homeless Connect is a one-day, one-stop event in Salt Lake City that brings together community volunteers to provide services for individuals and families at risk of or experiencing homelessness. This is an annual event created by the Community Development Corporation of Utah to build a stronger community and alleviate the burdens of poverty and financial insecurity. This event provides immediate connection to significant services and creates community-wide involvement. Those who attend can receive medical and dental care, employment assistance, and so much more. It will be held at the Salt Palace Convention Center on Friday, October 25th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you know someone who can provide a needed service or would like to volunteer or donate, please visit phcslc.org. Select Health recognizes the human services provided by Project Homeless Connect as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
KSL News Time is 6:59. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, right now, if you're going to be on I-15, it's going to be your longest drive is between Bangor Highway and 90th South. The southbound slowdowns by the vehicle fire have pretty much gone. Roads are still a little bit wet, which I think is affecting speeds a little bit. A lot of extra traffic in Kearns, crossing 54 and 4700 South towards Bangor Highway, and 56 West really slow right now between 41st and 35th South, Eric.
I-15 Utah County, that's running smooth right now, northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain, and 24 minutes of travel time there. But if you're out in the mountains, you have some precipitation, partly summit, a little bit of snow built up between the eastbound and westbound lanes. So on the lanes itself, might be some slick spots. Be careful. Heather?
We are seeing slow-and-go traffic, southbound 15 from Hillfield Road in Layton down into Farmington. After that, you're at good speeds into downtown Salt Lake, and also some rain falling, especially up in North Ogden, creating some wet road conditions. No need to fear your home renovation project. The only thing you'll need to be aware of are Ogden's Flooring's scary low prices on all flooring and countertops this October. Visit ogdensflooring.com today. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, let's take a look at the weather forecast for the rest of the afternoon. 20% chance of showers, and those clouds are going to keep us from getting anywhere close to seasonal normals. Maybe we'll get there tomorrow and Saturday. Good news if you've got football games at home coming up on Saturday. That'll be the warmest day of the week. But right now, it's 43 degrees downtown and slight rain as you make your way in.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home.